It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars.
It's Thursday, December 16th, 2021. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Welcome to the podcast. Yesterday's podcast had one segment twice.
Oh.
We wanted you to hear it twice. Yeah. No, it was just a mistake. Might even be fixed by the time you're hearing this. Longer podcast again today. We had a lot to say. We're going to talk about a new type of snobs, a very different type of snobs.
Yes.
A guy Shauna just met who's got a weird name. We're going to talk a bit about Shauna's favorite snack to have at... Well, we're actually going to talk about snacks in general a little bit later.
We got some snacks on the show.
Got another vanity plate for you to try to figure out. Terry of the Month nominee. Perhaps the worst use of municipal government funds I've ever heard of. But first...
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I kept seeing the name Zendaya on Twitter yesterday, who's an actress, for those not up on their celebrity gossip, from Dune and Spider-Man Far From Home and other places.
She's having a moment, hey?
She's having a big moment.
Big movies.
She sure is. But it was big celebrity news yesterday that she is taller than her boyfriend, Tom Holland. Ooh. So that was... Everybody was talking about this. Anyway, I got thinking about how she is an actress now who is... entered into the prestigious one name club.
She is
one name celebrity. She only has one name.
Starring Zendaya.
Which is rare for actresses, really. Like musicians, a lot of musicians have this, but actresses, I don't know many who only have one name or go by one name.
Is that how she's actually billed
yes.
in the films?
Yeah.
Like it just says
Zendaya? She just
Zendaya?
Goes by one name.
Well, that's what
everybody references her as. And
it's a fairly unique name. So here it is right here. Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
So she's able to... Wow, yeah, it is a unique name. So
yeah.
It's not like her name is Kristen.
It's true. Right? And obviously if her name was, just Rachel or something, then you wouldn't be able to do that. But because she has such a unique first name, everybody kind of has dropped her last name and she just goes by Zendaya, which is... I was thinking about that and I was like, well, what about the GOAT of one-name celebrities?
Oh.
Who are the others out there and who would be the top of the
GOAT?
Because she would not be it. She's new into this club. And again, it's a very prestigious club to be a part of. So good for her. But she's not the GOAT. She's not the greatest of all time when it comes to...
The GOAT of one-name
celebrity one-namers.
I think you got to lay some ground rules, as
okay.
we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
You count religious figures?
Okay.
It's like Muhammad and Jesus.
No,
like,
I think we're going to take them out of there.
Muhammad's the most common name in the world.
Yes.
And... there's like, he's the one.
Yes.
You know? So, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We'll ex-nay the religious figures.
I think you should also exclude people who are known by one name, but it's a nickname.
Yes.
Because like Bono isn't his real name. It's one name, but it's a brand almost. Like his real name is Paul.
Yeah.
If everyone knew him as Paul. Then...
So I was going to say Prince is one of the considerations, but...
See, and I think that's his real first name.
Yeah, so he would not... Okay.
You know, he would qualify.
Okay.
Because if it's your real first name, but people just disregard your last name because you're so famous.
Madonna?
Yeah?
Cher.
What is Madonna's real name?
That's
Madonna?
What I was just... Now I'm starting to second guess myself. Like, is Cher her real name?
Madonna is... Yeah, and Cher's real name is Cher.
Okay. So those are three that aren't nicknames.
Or like Adele?
Yes.
Her last name is Adkins, but no one knows that.
You're right.
They just know her as Adele.
She is
the Adele. Oprah?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty tough to top Oprah. She is very, very famous.
Although, she a lot of the time still goes by Oprah Winfrey.
She does.
With her network and everything else, and they make sure to say, like, you know, there's Winfrey that gets tossed in a lot. So would she be a true one-name celebrity?
Good point. Because people do know her last name. If you don't even know
Cher's last name?
Sarkeesian, I think.
Right. And I wouldn't have never... Yeah,
but if you don't even
that.
Know the person's last name, they are a true one-name celebrity. So
you're
right. Maybe Oprah doesn't count. What about some of the Brazilian soccer players who go by just one name?
Mm.
Like Pele or Ronaldo or Neymar, you know? Like,
yeah. And if it's your last name, I don't think it should count either. Because I know some people will go and your nickname becomes your last name. But yeah, one-name soccer players that...
Because, I mean, you're talking about global fame.
I know.
Doesn't
They'd
get
be
much
way
bigger,
bigger
than the best soccer players in the world, so.
Okay, well, they're in the discussion as well.
You got some contenders
this
here.
This is a tough one. I don't know if we can get to the top of the GOAT, but those are some of the GOATs.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Did you see the news from Mayor Jody Gondek yesterday?
Yes.
About the Bill 21 motion that they're going to vote on?
Yes.
Holy man. So she said a motion is coming to council next week for Calgary to join this legal battle against Bill 21. And if it passes, Calgary would contribute $100,000 to the legal fund fighting that controversial bill. I don't know if you know about Bill 21, but it's regarding the display of religious symbols by public employees in Quebec.
Yeah.
The bill applies to Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been criticized, this bill, because people say it unfairly targets religious minorities, people who wear hijabs, turbans, that sort of thing.
Well, and it comes after the Quebec School Board enforced the bill, right? And
yes.
Removed a teacher from the class for wearing hijabs. So,
because it went into law in 2019. But yeah, this story with the Quebec School Board is what's brought it back. And it was actually the mayor of your hometown, Brampton Patrick Brown, who called on the 100 largest municipalities in Canada to contribute in a monetary way to this fight against this bill in Quebec.
Yeah.
So money collected from municipal taxes in Calgary would go to fight a bill in Quebec.
Yeah.
3,000 kilometers away, a bill that has literally nothing to do with Calgary.
Like, I mean, I think a lot of people are seeing this as a symbol of what we believe in Canada. So the whole, you know, the idea is that you're trying to be united as a country against any sort of racialized...
Okay.
You know, that's
with
the view of
I Calgary know. City taxes.
Yeah. Like, well, that's why the challenge was issued, right? Like, doesn't mean that necessarily these communities will actually contribute that money, but...
Well, geez, I sure hope we don't. Like, regardless of how you feel about the bill, you can be as opposed to Bill 21 as you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how anyone thinks that money from civic taxes here should go to fight it in Quebec.
Yeah.
That's... Like, how would the mayor think that's okay?
I know.
As if this city doesn't have issues that money could help address of our own. Like, it's going to be minus 30 tonight. You don't think some homeless people in Calgary would appreciate $100,000 to help keep them warm? I mean, I've tried to think about this from every possible angle. Like, is there an angle that I'm missing? Is there a political play where this makes sense for council to do it? And I just, like, I just can't see it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I saw it as, again, a symbol of basically
a
nod,
stop?
Right? I know.
And what issue wouldn't be valid then?
Yeah, and so, I don't mean the money itself. I think acknowledging that this is going to be above council. I think that's where I see kind of the nod to being united as a country and saying that this is unacceptable. But if it actually goes through and they decide to donate our money, then that's a whole different ballgame.
If that is the case, then Mayor Gonek would be free to condemn Bill 21, to say what she wants to say about it, to donate her own money, but to spend the city's money fighting it?
Yeah.
I wonder if she had announced this during the campaign, how damaging it would have been. Like, would it have ruined her chances of being elected?
I don't know.
Like, if this isn't handily defeated in council, I will have some serious concerns about what our council thinks their mandate is. And I also, like, from a political perspective, for them to do this, it's going to give people ammunition against them for years, for the next 4 years. Anytime a civic issue comes up that's underfunded, people will say, wow, sure could use that $100,000 we sent off to Quebec.
Yeah. And that's why
to fight a battle that wasn't ours.
I'm very curious to see if it actually goes through or if this is just a symbol of her support. I'm not sure.
I mean, for decades, people in this province have paid taxes that found their way to Quebec. And now our municipal taxes are doing that, too.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I'd like to nominate a Terry of the Month, if I could.
Please.
Actually, it's three Terrys. And it's thanks to friend of the show, Gone Jet Skiing on Twitter, which... Well, that Twitter handle alone should maybe be nominated for a Terry of the Month.
From one Terry to another, by the sounds of it. Okay.
Gone jet skiing. That's great. But he sent us a video of these three guys who are sitting on the side of the road. They're having some road pops, some drinks, and they're in front of a puddle, and then they have the sign beside them that just says, splash me. And then every time a car drives by, it absolutely soaks them, and my God, do these guys just hoot and holler, and they give some great Terry woos.
A dude I used to work with in Edmonton would do this every year.
Which I think is phenomenal.
On the radio, he would like say, I'm at this location. You find the biggest puddle during the spring melt.
Yeah.
He'd say, come and soak me. He'd be wearing garbage bags and stuff, and it was a blast.
I think it's great. It's a genius thing to do. But these guys now, when they hoot and holler, they've got those great Terry woos. And I've started to realize that one of my favorite sounds in the world, I think, is a Terry woo. Because it always makes everything sound like so much fun. Like, just hear. That's faint, but you can hear. Like just how fun.
The fellas are having a blast, aren't they?
How fun does that sound?
Someone said it to Creedence.
Oh, yeah, of course. You have to add a little Creedence in there as well.
Terry loves CCR.
Really adds to the Terryism of all of this. But yeah, you hear that woo and you're like, you're having a great time.
One of the best Terry sounds I've ever heard was that Terry you were sitting by at the Kiss show in Las Vegas, who was so excited when they came out that this sound just like escaped him.
He took his shirt off and then he had this like this deep growl that came from inside
primal.
Him. It was something that I don't think you could repeat if you wanted to. Like that is a genuine Terry Joy right there.
And these guys too.
I mean, again, faint. You can't hear it quite as well because, well, the CCR as well, but you just... Listen to that. Like, you hear that, and you're like, oh, God.
It sounds like some Terrians happening there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I have another license plate, a vanity plate for you to try to figure out.
Oh, good.
I was sitting behind this person in traffic yesterday.
Okay.
The license plate said P-U-P-V-N-T-R. All together. P-U-P-V-N-T-R. Right across. No gaps or anything.
Hmm.
What are you guessing there?
Pupvinter.
Pupvinter. I was like, Pupvintner? Like, you make wine for dogs? Or you make wine out of dogs?
No.
It's dog wine.
It's not.
If you're a wine mom, a dog wine mom, this is right up your alley.
That's a stretch, though.
It is a stretch. Pupvintner.
Pup volunteer? Are they rescue dog workers?
Yeah, there's no L.
No.
It really loses its...
Pup versus neuter. It's a big debate that they want you to have while you're waiting in traffic.
I posted this on...
Do you want a new pup or do you want to neuter your... Oh, God.
What are you after here?
P-up-V-nator?
I was like, maybe it isn't pup. Maybe it's...
P-up-V is not a good...
P-up-V.
We don't want to go that way.
Maybe it is P-up-V.
Wow.
The P-up-V-nator? They call me the P-up-V-nator.
I'm the P-up-V-nator. God.
Please need to look into this guy. Oh, the P-up-V-nator.
Is it attached to a candy van? Because that's terrifying.
This person is a predator.
Oh, my God.
The P-up-V-nator.
P-up-V-nator.
Most people seem
coming
to think
for you.
It was pup venture, as in, like, adventure, but with dogs.
Okay.
Like, we're on a pup venture. We're going on a pup venture.
All right.
Like that's bad. That is really shoehorned in there.
That's really sure. P-up V-nator makes more sense. It's closer
and
to
pup
what that
adventure?
Is.
Like,
yeah, that's a stretch.
It doesn't even like. Does it rhyme with adventure?
You,
like,
I mean, if you love puppies and adventures, I suppose you just wanted to put those both
I
in
guess
your
so.
License plate for everybody to see. Then that's what you do.
The P-up V-nator.
Watch
That's
out!
What they
for,
called me in college.
Watch out for the
BNVNator. The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Like pup venture is so shoehorned in there, you know. Like if it even like dad venture would be better.
Yep.
You know,
dad venture is better. Yeah.
That's a great term, by the way. I think I'm going to keep that. Going on a dad venture.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking about dad-stracted driving recently.
That's right.
As well,
I loved that one.
Because, my dad, when he gets chatting, and a lot of dads, from what I've gathered, get a bit distracted and forget to, go on greens and stop on reds sometimes. And it gets a little dad-stracted driving, I call it.
From now on, if I take the boys out, I'm going to call it, we're going on a dad venture.
Oh, yeah.
Or a Chad venture. I think a Chad venture should be if you're going out to try to pick up women on the weekend.
Oh, okay. I was going to say a bunch of douchebags going out.
You and the boys, you're doing your hair, you're putting your best shirt on, you're going out
on
to
a
meet
Chad
some girls.
Venture.
You're going on a Chad venture.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we use that one?
That's all right. Yep.
Noted explorer and Chad venture. Okay, I got another one of these plates, though. This is from friend of the show, Alan, who messaged this to me on Instagram. Read that one to us, Shauna, and tell me if you can figure that out. Just read that there.
Step in to leave.
Well, read the letters first.
STPN2LF.
STPN2LF.
Step into life?
Yeah. Step into the left?
Step into the left.
Step into...
To leave? Step... I don't understand. No.
The two is definitely two, so it's...
Yeah.
It's either step into or step into.
Or stop into life. Nope. That's, yeah. Nope. Got it. I don't know.
Oh, well, that person spent spent some real money on that.
Yeah.
Here we are just looking at it like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Anyway, I might throw that one up on Instagram and see if anyone can figure it out, but I thought I'd give you on the Pisscast a preview.
There you go.
Step into
Step. Stop in the life. Step in life.
It was a failure either way.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You love your car. Bet you'd love lower interest and lower payments too. Refinance your auto loan with House of Cars and love the freedom of having more money in your pocket. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
The VNS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
Okay, this is kind of funny, but I just learned this. You know how we call knitted hats toques here, or perhaps beanies, if you're going to go that way? Well, I just learned that in certain parts of the southern United States, they call those hats toboggans.
No, that's something else.
Now,
that's...
that is... So the reason is this. Okay, the word toboggan, meaning sled, dates back to 1829. It's a French-Canadian take on the Algonquin word. So toboggan riders, of course, often wore knitted hats to stay warm. They'd wear these toques to stay warm. And they used to call those hats toboggan hats.
Okay.
Which is also hilarious, and I'd like to adopt that, please.
And then they just shortened it?
Well, in the southern U.S., they rarely see snow, so the only association they have to the word toboggan at all was those hats. So instead of just calling them toboggan hats, they shortened it to toboggan because they didn't have anything else that was called a toboggan. So they just said, okay, well, the hat's just a toboggan then.
Okay.
And over time, that is now what they still call them. So... if you were to say the word toboggan in certain parts of the southern U.S., they would have no idea what the sled is you're referring to. They'd think you were talking about a knitted toque.
That's hilarious.
I just found that out now, and I was like, that is just one of those things that I would never know.
I guess, yeah, if the word isn't already taken for something else, then...
Just shorten it, because why say toboggan hats? It seems like...
It makes you wonder if we've done that with anything.
I know. I'm sure we have. I mean, we always shorten. We continually shorten words in our vocabulary and everything like that. So I'm sure there is. But yeah, I wonder what other meaning has been lost based on us just being like, that's too many syllables.
Or having no reference point for what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Trying to think. We could throw it back at them. I mean, we could call denim overalls with no shirt underneath it something. That's a big look down south, isn't it?
Here's another one that I was just thought of. Ice skates. Do you know how here we shorten things, whereas in the States, a lot of the time, they will say, you know, they'll go on the longer version of that. I forget. Is it ice skates or is it like...
Well, they always refer to it as ice skating. And here we just say skating.
So that's one that they refer to as
ice hockey. He plays ice hockey. You don't have to say that here.
No.
If you say hockey, everyone's picturing ice hockey, not field hockey. So. Yeah.
So... that's one, perhaps.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know what we've done that with, too.
But a toboggan. I'm calling those toboggan hats. No more toques.
Sick toboggan,
man.
Yeah,
toboggan hat.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were talking about the history of Costco yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm interested in these companies that kind of do things differently. And friend of the show, Berkeley, sent me another one. Hawkins Cheesies.
Oh, of course.
You know the red and white.
Oh, everybody talks about Hawkins Cheesies, and they're Canadian, and it's a big deal.
They're based in Ontario. Here's a quote about the company from a woman who wrote a book all about Canadian snacks.
Yep.
Which I didn't realize was a topic that you could get a full book out of, but she did. She said, they don't advertise and they don't diversify because they like their work life. They knock off work about mid-afternoon on Fridays. They don't work weekends. And so they fear if they advertise, they might increase their market share, which would require them to sell more cheesies. So they are deliberately like capping their production so they don't have to work harder.
Good for them.
Which is awesome.
Like, as you
what
should.
What hippies run this company? You think about someone who sets out to start a business and... I guess you just assume that the goal is to grow that business as big as you can.
But no.
But not for everybody.
No, some people just want to make enough money to make a living, right? And that's it. They still want to have a work-life balance. So if it gets too big, then they're going to... No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And Hawkins Cheesies are those people.
Also, the Hawkins Cheesies factory is by my parents' cabin in Ontario. So we drive past the factory all the time. And I've always thought about stopping in there just to take a look because it's like a Canadian cult classic, those Cheesies. I've never gone yet, but I should.
And it sounds like they kind of march to the beat of their own drum there, at least in the,
yeah, Sounds like if I showed up at noon, they'd be like, oh no, from noon to one, we're closed. This is lunchtime for everybody, okay? From 3 to 4, that's nap time, all right? And then we check out at 4:30.
It's probably a pretty fun place to work with that attitude, hey?
Yeah. VNS in 20 minutes or less. I would like to admit something to you, Beckler.
Please.
And as a cheap Sasky, I figured you'd appreciate this. If there's a shrimp ring at a party, I will hover around it and make sure I get more than my fair share of shrimp. It is the most expensive appetizer by a mile that's ever on the display. And if there's one there, I will go straight toward and I will make sure I get a good,
you gotta
good amount of shrimp.
Get while the getting's good? Is that what you're saying?
You've got to go straight for that shrimp. I went to a fancy buffet in Vegas once and they had this shrimp wall. And I went straight for the shrimp wall, okay? It was full of jumbo shrimp, and I loaded up a plate full of that shrimp because then I knew I'd already gotten my money's worth. And then the rest of it was just bonus.
Okay, yeah, well, that makes sense,
right? That's what you do. When you go to a buffet, you have to look for the most expensive stuff, and you go straight for that, okay? Because buffets are designed for you to fill up on all the cheap stuff. So they always put the salads,
starts with bread and salad,
and the
doesn't
breads
it?
First. And it's because they want you to load up your plate on that, because that's the cheaper stuff. And then, when you get to the prime rib, okay, or the seafood, mm-hmm. you probably don't have much space left on your plate, and hopefully you don't take as much of it. They hide that in the back. In fact, when I go to a buffet, I will walk straight to the back and I'll start like looking under crevasses and behind walls and stuff to find the stuff that they're hiding for you because they're doing it purposely.
You do the buffet in reverse?
You do. That's
Everyone's
what you
like,
should
what are you
do.
Doing? You're like, you're the idiot.
Oh, yeah. You, what are you doing with that bread? You can get bread everywhere. Go find the shrimp wall. That's how you should do it.
When you see, so you said you're at a party and you see a shrimp ring mm. and you hang out around it. Do you have that like feeling of missing out? Or like if I don't... Mm. If I just take a bit and come back later, it might be gone.
Yes.
And then I'll be upset.
Yes. And also, if I like you, if I bust out a shrimp ring on my table for a party, if I bring shrimp rings into the equation, it means that I like you a lot because I spent the extra cash and I won't buy the cheap shrimp rings either. I'll go for the more expensive, bigger ones. Okay. So if you see that out, you know that I love you.
And if you're ever at a party at Shauna's house
and all
there
I have
is no
chips
shrimp ring
from the dollar store that are expired, then you know how much I...
Don't plan to stay real late.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I was listening to an interview yesterday where these two dudes were talking about the people who have yet to be vaccinated and some of the reasons for why that might be. Mm-hmm. They looked at a few different things, and one was the politicization of the vaccine. And they were talking about, they both felt that it's not something that should have ever been politicized.
No.
But it was.
Yeah.
And they were going all the way back to, and maybe you don't remember this, but like, heading into the last U.S. election, like when the vaccine looked like it was going to be like Trump was pretty gung-ho about it when it looked like he could take credit for it.
Right.
And that it would help his chances in the election. And then when it wasn't going to be ready in time, then he got real quiet about it, even to the point of like not really talking about his own vaccination.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
And at the same time, I mean, before that, you had Joe Biden saying like, well, Trump's pressuring the FDA to get this thing through quickly. And so it was... It was very political even back then.
Which is brutal.
Yeah, it is brutal.
It shouldn't be.
You know, even on a personal level, I know people who have, you know, on their Twitter handle, they have the two needle emojis there. They've got their mask on in their profile picture. And it's always the people I find who are already the most frantic politically. And I don't think that is lost on other people. Like, if you feel this is something that everyone should do, why would you make it such a big part of your identity?
Although I think in some of those cases that is truly people trying to get other people to have the vaccine.
Well,
even when we first got our vaccines, people were thanking us for saying like, hopefully, because you can actually influence others to get it. And
yeah, perhaps.
I mean, I obviously now I understand it's a little bit different because you think people who have the vaccine, you know, most people who are going to get it have it already. But
I think we've probably close to topped out at this point.
But, yeah, I mean,
you
got to
realize if you're one of the people who's on Twitter every day screaming about how the sky is falling, maybe you're not the best messenger for that. You know, maybe don't make that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Mm-hmm.
But they also talked about just that the vaccine hesitancy simply due to fear of needles. And that's a good point. There's got to be a certain percentage of people who are just like, I'd rather not get a needle.
Of course.
And one of the guys said, if you could take it on a sugar cube, like the polio vaccine, how many more people would get vaccinated? And I didn't realize that was one of the methods of delivery for the polio vaccine.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Like later in its rollout, you could get it. They would just drop it on a sugar cube and you could just eat that and you were vaccinated. And then I got thinking, is that where the song comes from? Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins?
It is. In fact.
Did you know that?
I did.
Oh.
I remember reading about that, yeah.
It totally is. Yeah, the guy who wrote that song for the film Mary Poppins, his kid had got the polio vaccine at school and came home and told his dad that it was just a few drops on a sugar cube.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's a song there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's become such a well-known song. I had no idea.
I'm a big Mary Poppins fan over here. Yeah. So yeah, I've done some research on it.
You're a Mary Poppins fan.
I like Mary Poppins, yeah.
Have you seen the new one?
Why with umbrellas? Embarrassingly, no. Oh. So clearly not that big a fan.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
A guy added me on Facebook yesterday and his name is Spud. Now,
is that his real name?
That it's his real name. Well, I think it's his real name, and that is a fantastic name, Spud. I've heard that name the odd time, very rarely, but
Spud Webb.
Spud.
Spud Webb won the dunk competition. He was 5'6".
Okay, well there you go.
Gotta watch
videos
that
make you
fly.
Okay, I will check out Spud Webb for sure. But you realize you named your son after a potato, right? Like, the funniest thing about this was when I looked up where he's from, he's actually from Prince Edward Island, which is potato country.
No.
He is. Which,
no.
All I can think, and I really, really hope this is the case, but that his parents were potato farmers, okay? And they decided to name him in honor of what has provided them with sustenance and bounty. And oh my God, I don't blame them for a second.
I mean, odds are there is some connection to potatoes there.
Yeah.
From Spud's family.
Honestly, if you were potato farmers and you made your your livelihood doing that, I don't blame you for naming your kid Spud or after the potatoes in honor of it.
Jeez,
I
do.
I really don't. I hope his brother is Russet and his sister is Tater and the whole family is just named after
Tater.
The thing that they made their living doing.
Isn't there a character on Yellowstone named Tater?
Yes, okay. That's where I got that. So I wonder if
she was named after a potato too. The Alberta equivalent of that would be naming your kid Oil.
It's
my son, Oil Beckler.
Yeah.
Good, strong name.
I mean, Spud is more of a name than Oil, though, okay? Honestly. I believe in naming kids meaningful things, though. So once again, if that's how you made your living, go on. Name your kids after the potatoes, okay?
The potatoes.
Spud, Tater, and Russet.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Earlier this week, you were talking about how a friend from another radio station in town here was going through
customs
at the airport, and the agent working there recognized him.
I was like, I'm more of an X fan myself.
Just told him unprompted, I don't listen to you. I listen to X.
And this friend messaged me, and of course, you know, we all know each other, and it's all in good fun, but he was talking about this, and I was just killing myself laughing. I was like, that guy, he has some strong opinions, and he needs to share them. That's good.
Friend of the show, Daniel, messaged, though. It said, would that make this person an X92.9 snob?
Oh, wow.
You know, if you're like looking down your nose at a host from another station,
so
like, I don't
funny.
Listen to you. Would that be snobbery?
Yeah. That's a bit of snobbery, a bit of radio snobbery.
The people who really like this station are fiercely loyal.
Unbelievably loyal. That's what I love so much about it.
And so many people who listen to X have been here longer than you and I have.
Yep.
Like much longer. So I get the ownership people feel
for sure
over the radio station, and probably where a bit of that snobbery comes from. Oh, you listen to that station? I only listen to X92.9.
Well, you're not a true fan unless you're a member of the music advisory panel.
Yes. Oh, I heard that song on X92.9 a while ago.
Well, I've been a fan since they were broadcasting out of a trailer in a parking lot.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
For House of Cars, until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.